Well, are you active at all now?
No.
Do you even go anymore?
No, I don't go because I'm not able.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, instead of having the deacon's meeting in the church where it should have been, they went to our neighbor's house and had it, and I was there. And when it come to the Sunday school superintendent and the treasurer of the church, this same man got up and nominated a different superintendent of the Sunday school and a treasurer of the church. Well, one of my other deacons said, "Why, brother, so-and-so," says, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Harris give perfect service." I said, "Well," I says to him, I says, "I intended to give in my name anyhow, that I thought it was time to make a change and train somebody younger than I was up in that line of business."
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this other fellow said, "Well, I think it's time to make a change too." Well, I jumped up then and nominated his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it to a vote, and the daughter wasn't even voted on. At all. Nobody voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they voted to fire me, I will say,
mm-hmm.
and recommended another fellow for mm-hmm. the church, which they voted on. That, of course, it had to go back to the church and be voted on by the congregation. And the next Sunday they got up and they told what they had done and everything, and asked the question, this is any objections to the way the thing was handled. Of course nobody said anything. And asked if it was okay with the Board of Deacon. Yeah. And so they nominated this other fella as treasurer of the church. Now I gave him a little better than $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And when we nominated him and he was a mayor appointed,
mm-hmm.
why, I got up and asked the church, they said, "Give me 2 weeks to audit up my books."
Mm-hmm.
That I was a little behind on. I was farming and I just mm-hmm. couldn't stop every time I wanted to, just anything to come along.
Mm-hmm.
And the preacher said, "I move that we allow him as long as he wants to make up, fix up his books."
Mm-hmm.
And the church voted okay. Well, I made out my record, asked for myself.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little spare time, and that spare time we bought a new book and everything,
mm-hmm.
and copied it from that old book and everything, and the figures run out to the penny only. There was $12 more of the church money than the figures showed for.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Sir," I said, that's church money. I said, "Put it in that way, $12 above our figures."
Mm-hmm.
"Put in that way." So a lot of people said, "Why didn't you put that $12 in your pocket?" I said, "No." I said, "That's the Lord's money, wasn't mine." And they just kept going until they went and slammed out of the church and put me on the back seat. Well, you know just about how you feel.
Yeah.
After having such a thing as that for several years. Well, but when there was nobody else here to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and this man's wife. And of course you don't know any of them, but Florian Matthews. I don't reckon Avery Edwards there in Ocala. And this man's wife was my right hand in that church. If I stand across something I need help with, I could go to any of them or get all four of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to be at their house or something like that. And I got something I want to talk to you all about. And they'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
They'd advise me.
Mm-hmm.
And